Can people truly be evil, or are they really good people doing bad things? That's the basic question at the heart of a new independent play running this week. It's called Good People, Bad Things. And our theater reviewer, Joff Schmidt, saw the show on the weekend, so you know he'd pay a visit to us here. Hi, Joff.
Hi, Larry.
So it sounds like this is a play taking on a very, very big idea. How does it work here?
Yeah, well, this is it's a one-man show, and it's kind of a 75-minute one-man show. It's performed by the playwright, Daniel Tau-Elef, who's a local writer and actor, very, very talented. And this one, you know, it definitely has a very kind of bare-bones Fringe Festival sort of aesthetic. Daniel comes up through the Fringe Festival world, so that kind of makes sense. And this is, it's part storytelling, it's kind of part political rant, and it's even got a little dash, I would say, of stand-up comedy to it. In spite of, you know, the heavy ideas it's taking on, it's actually got quite a lot of humor to it, but it really is kind of jam-packed with very, very big ideas. So this is definitely a piece for people who like theater that brings them big ideas. And the central question here is that one of, can a person really be evil, or are they just normal people who happen to do bad things? And, you know, that seems like a simple question at first blush, but it becomes much more complicated when Daniel starts discussing figures like the notorious Nazi Adolf Eichmann, who you would say, well, of course that's an evil person, but then he starts to say, oh, wait a second, let's rethink that, right? And then there are even more sort of, you know, ordinary examples of evil here too, like the story about a farmer named Don and his wife Madison, and we have to wrestle with the question of whether Don is an evil person when he becomes abusive in his relationship with his wife. So, you know, is he an evil person or a good person who's just doing bad things? And then Daniel extends that question further to a sort of global perspective by looking at the question of Israel and its military approach and asking, is that aggression or is it self-defense? And you know, the big question of, is Israel a nation of good people who happen to be doing bad things? So there's some very, very weighty questions in here.
I find them all interesting, but it is a lot to ask of an audience to take in. Does it work?
Yeah, well, these are brave and very provocative questions, and I think at its best and when it really clicks, Good People, Bad Things really succeeds in laying the groundwork for some very important and deep questions and discussions. So a lot of it does throw a lot at the audience, but I think it is very provocative in the best way. At the same time, though, I would say it raises far more questions than it answers, and it does feel like there are sometimes some dropped threads in the ideas that come up and a lot of very disparate ideas that he's kind of trying to tie together. And sometimes the ideas don't feel like they're followed through quite fully. And then on the production side, too, just as a play, I think it would benefit from a bit of tightening. It is 75 minutes long, so it's not a very long show. And as a performer, Daniel Tau-Elef is very likable as kind of a storyteller. And as I said, he laces the monologue with a lot of jokes, a lot of which work much better than you'd expect given the subject matter. But I think he probably could still stand to tighten it up a little bit. It's got a very measured pace, and I would have liked to have seen that pick up a little bit.
One guy for 75 minutes, that's a challenging thing to watch as far as an audience's visual attention span is concerned. What do we get to look at here besides him?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's pretty bare bones. It's pretty Fringe style, but he does use projected video and still images to kind of enhance things a lot and uses them often to really good effect. Often the images kind of contribute to helping him tell the story and often are used sort of as or for comic effect. So yeah, there's some elements like that here, but really it is pretty much one man storytelling.
So who is going to like this play?
Well, you know, in spite of the flaws it has, certainly I did. I enjoyed it. But I am a sucker for any play that has a bibliography in its program, which this one does. It you know, provokes some very interesting reading on top of the questions. But I think also fans of political theater, and I think, you know, we don't see enough political theater in Canada generally. So I think if you are a fan of political theater, and if you're a person who thinks it's important to encourage questions and discussion, maybe more so than to necessarily provide answers, you will get a lot out of this show, to be certain. And they actually are doing a panel discussion after the performance on Saturday afternoon. So if you do like a good discussion, that might be the show to go to.
Okay. Joff, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, man. Good People, Bad Things runs at the Rudolph Rocker. That's the theater above Mondragon Restaurant on Albert Street until November the 28th.